Polly's mouth dropped open. She'd suggested they lie to the man, but this? Really? Then why is he just a lieutenant? Said the writer. Ah, I can see there's no fooling you, sir, said Jack Cremoozing, knowingless. Yes, it's a puzzler, sir, why he calls himself a lieutenant. Still, I dare say he has his reasons, eh? Just like Heinrich calling himself a captain, right? He tapped the side of his nose. I see everything, sir, and I don't say a word. All I could find out was that he did some kind of desk job at your HQ, Sergeant, said de Word. Polly saw him taking his notebook out slowly and carefully. Yes, I expect that what you would find out, sir, said Jackram with a huge conspiratorial wink. And then, when things are at their worst, they let him out, sir. They unleash him, sir. Me, I don't know a thing, sir. What does he do? Explode? Said de Word. Nice one, sir, said Jackram. No, sir, what he does, sir, is assess situation, sir. I don't understand it myself, sir, not being a big thinker. But the proof of the pudding, sir, is in the eating of same. And last night we were jumped by 8-20 Slovenian troopers, sir. And the lieutenant just assessed the situation in a flash and skewered 5 of the buggers, sir. Like a kebab, sir. Mild as milk to look at, but rouse him and he's a whirlwind of death. Of course you did not hear it from me, sir. And he's in charge of a bunch of recruits, Sergeant, said de Word. That doesn't sound very likely to me. Recruits who captured some crack cavalrymen, sir, said Jackram, looking pained. That's leadership for you. Comes the hour, comes the man, sir. I'm just a simple old soldier, sir. Seen 'em come, seen 'em go. Upon my oath, I am not a lying man, sir, but I look at Lieutenant Blouse in wonderment. He just seemed confused to me, said de Word, but there was a hint of uncertainty in his voice. That was a bit of concussion, sir. He took a wallop that would have felled a lesser man and still got back onto his feet. Amazing, sir. Said de Word, making a note. The cart splashed across the shallow little stream and rocked into the gully. Lieutenant Blouse was sitting on a rock. He'd made an effort, but his tunic was grubby, his boots were muddy, his hand was swollen, and one ear, despite Igorina's attentions, was still inflamed. He had his sword on his knees. Jackram carefully brought the cart to a halt by a thicket of birch trees. All 4 of the enemy troopers were tied up against the cliff. Apart from them, the camp appeared to be deserted. "Where are the rest of the men, Sergeant?" whispered de Word as he slid down off the cart. "Oh, they're around, sir," said Jackram, "watching you. Probably not a good idea to make any sudden moves, sir." No one else was visible. And then Maledict faded into view. People never really looked at things, Polly knew. They glanced. And what had been a patch of scrub was now Corporal Maledict. Polly stared. He'd cut a hole in the centre of his old blanket, and the mud and grass stains on the mildewed greyness had turned him into part of the landscape until he saluted. He'd also stuck leafy twigs all over his hat. Sergeant Jackram goggled. Polly had never really seen proper goggling before, but the sergeant had the face to do it at a championship level. She could feel him drawing breath while at the same time assembling cuss words for a right royal thundering. And then he remembered he was playing Sergeant Big Jolly Fat Man, and this was not the time to segue into Sergeant Incandescent. "Lads, eh?" he chuckled to de Word. "What will they think of next?" De Word nodded nervously, pulled a wad of newspapers from under his seat, and advanced on the lieutenant. "Mr. de Word, isn't it?" said Blouse, standing up. "Pucks, can we manage a cup of, saloop for Mr. de Word? There's a good chap. Do take a rock, sir." "Good of you to see me, Lieutenant," said de Word. "It looks as though you've been in the wars," he added, with an attempt at joviality. "No, only this one," said Blouse, looking puzzled. "I meant that you have been wounded, sir," said de Word. "These? Oh, they're nothing, sir. I'm afraid the one on my hand was self-inflicted. Sword drill, you know." "You're left-handed, then, sir?" "Oh, no." Polly, washing out a mug, heard Jackram say out of the corner of his mouth, "Should have seen the other 2 fellows, sir." "Are you aware of the progress of the war, Lieutenant?" said de Word.
"You tell me, sir," said Blouse.
"All your army is bottled up in the Kinnec Valley, dug in, mostly, just beyond the reach of the Keep's weaponry. Your forts elsewhere along the border have been captured. The garrisons at Drup and Glitz and Arblat have been overwhelmed.
As far as I can tell, Lieutenant, your squad are the only soldiers still at large.